The African Grasslands. Text by Alan Trussell Cullen. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. The African Grasslands Food Chain. The African grasslands are close to the equator, where it's hot all year. It rains there for part of the year, and for the rest of the year, it's very hot and dry. Many kinds of plants and animals live in the African grasslands. Food links all living things in this habitat, and together, all these links make up a food chain. Chapter 2. Plants. Plants are the first link in the food chain. Plants are the only living things that can make their own food. Plants make food from water and carbon dioxide, using chlorophyll in their leaves and energy from the sun. Plants are called producers because they produce food. Grass is an important producer in the African grasslands food chain. It grows quickly when it's wet and survives most of the year when it's very hot and dry. In the African grasslands, there is not enough rain throughout the year for forests to grow, but some trees and bushes can survive. Most of the trees in the African grasslands are acacias. They often look flat on top. Giraffes eat the leaves from below. Baobab trees also grow in the African grasslands. They can store lots of water in the soft wood of their trunks. Chapter 3. Plant-eating animals. Animals need food for energy, but they can't make their own food. Animals get their food from plants, or from other animals that eat plants. Animals are called consumers. Plant-eating animals, like elephants, are the second link in the food chain. They are called primary consumers. Zebras and wildebeest are also primary consumers. They can often be seen in the African grasslands eating grass near each other. The grass in the African grasslands goes brown and stops growing in the driest part of the year. When this happens, animals go to look for food in other places. Each year, up to 1.5 million wildebeest set out on a long journey to find food. They return when the rains come again. Many plant-eating animals have body parts that help them get food. The giraffe uses its long neck to reach the high leaves of the acacia trees. Other animals can't reach this high. Elephants are huge animals and need lots of food. They have long trunks that are good for reaching and grabbing food. They also have teeth and strong jaws that are good for crushing plants. They eat grass, flowers, leaves, and bark. Chapter 4. Predators. Predators are the third link in the food chain. They are called secondary consumers because they get their food from eating other animals. Leopards, hyenas, and lions are predators in the African grasslands food chain. Lions live in groups called prides. There can be up to 25 lions in a pride. It's usually the job of the female lions in the pride to hunt. Females hunt in groups at night. Lions prey on animals that aren't as fast as them, like wildebeest, zebras, and antelopes. They have pointed teeth to grip and tear their prey. Leopards hunt at night, like lions. They prey on the same animals as lions, and also on reptiles and birds. Hyenas prey on wildebeest and zebras, but they are scavengers. This means They eat the remains of other predators' prey. Hyenas have powerful jaws and sharp teeth that help them eat bone and tough skin. Chapter 5. Decomposers. Decomposers are the final link in the African grasslands food chain. Decomposers such as bacteria, fungi, and worms help to break down dead plant and animal material. This material goes back into the soil to help plants grow.